Words, words, words. Seems like Jesus' speeches are getting longer and longer as we approach Good Friday. Take today's gospel. All Philip and Andrew say to Jesus is that some Greeks want to see him. Jesus' response? He launches into a flood of words. Now, words are no stranger to the Jews of Jesus' day. After all, they were a people of the law. God had given them a covenant of words to live by, so they might be his people and he be their God. The Ten Commandments, the Talmud, the prophetic writings, and the Midrash. Ancient Israel was very used to words. Only now something was different. Now God seemed to want more than words. It is easy enough to say the right words to God. Ancient Israel spoke them all and said them often. I love you. I will follow you. I believe in you. These words flow off the tongue easily. The Jewish authorities were the best at it. Yet God wanted more. I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. God wants more. God wants our hearts. You see, anyone can cry out, I love you, Jesus. Yet any trained parrot can do the same thing. The question is not, do we say the right words? The question before us today is, do we follow up our words with action? Do we enflesh our belief with behavior? Being a disciple, a real follower of Jesus Christ, requires that our actions speak our faith. God wants more than words. God, after all, gives us more than mere words. God did more than just tell us he loved us. God put to flesh his love. God did more than just advise us to follow him. God blazed the trail before us. God offers us salvation not by just planting some thought in our heads. God's word himself came to walk, laugh, love, and die with us. Divine word and divine action became one. This night, God continues to do more than just share words with us. God shares his very self in his Son. Word and action become one. Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body which will be given up for you. Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. God gives us more than words. God gives us himself. God wants more than words from us in return. God wants action.